Chapter 6. Good morning, gorillas. The pounding ended. There was silence. A long silence. Jack opened his eyes. He peeked around the tree. The silverback was sitting on the ground. His lips were curved in a smile. He looked pleased with himself. Was his whole act a fake? Jack wondered. Jack didn't know whether to be scared or to laugh. The only thing he did know was he still had to get to Annie. Jack pulled out the research book. He found the gorilla chapter again. He read, "To safely get close to gorillas in the wild, it's wise to act like a gorilla yourself. Crouch down and rest on your knuckles like a gorilla. Keep your head down and act friendly." Jack packed up his research book. He put his pack on his back, then he went down on his knees. Jack took a deep breath. He smiled a friendly smile. Pressing down on his knuckles, he moved out from behind the tree. His fingers hurt as he walked on them. The silverback grunted. Jack didn't look up. He kept smiling a friendly smile as he crawled through the brush toward the clearing. When he got to the edge of the clearing, he glanced back. The giant gorilla was following him. He was frowning, but he didn't seem about to attack. Jack kept going. He moved into the clearing, then he stopped. More gorillas were waking up. A large gorilla hugged Boo Boo as if to comfort her. When Boo Boo saw Jack, she screeched joyfully. All the other gorillas turned to look at him. They made nervous sounds. Jack's heart pounded, but he just smiled his friendly smile and kept crawling. He crawled around the gorillas and over to Annie. "Wake up," he said, shaking her. Annie yawned, then opened her eyes.
"Oh, hi," she said.
"Are you okay?" asked Jack.
"Sure," she said.
She sat up and looked around. She gasped. The gorillas were staring at Jack and Annie with bright, darting eyes. The silverback stared the hardest.
"Oh, wow,"
said Annie. A joyful smile crossed her face.
"Good morning, gorillas."